Find out what you've been missing in your life with A Balanced Life, featuring Beth Aldrich and Tracy Mallett. They'll show you how to savor your life. Each episode is filled with energized conversations featuring insightful and informative expert guests who will teach you practical ways to nourish and invigorate your life so you can experience health, balance, and vitality every day. You'll find yourself smiling as you experience the liveliness and charismatic wit between Beth, Tracy, and their guests. What makes you happy, healthy, and feeling alive? Spend an hour with Beth and Tracy and find out. We're happy you're here.
Well, hello, everyone. My name is Beth Aldrich, and I'm here with my co-host, Tracy Mallett, and this is A Balanced Life. Welcome, Tracy.
Welcome. It's so nice to be here again. And yes. I'm so glad you're back.
I knew I was out of town traveling. I was doing a satellite media tour for Green Products, and then I had some family business I was dealing with. So I'm back in the saddle, back home, and happy and relaxed. But I wanted to tell you, Tracy, you know, my special guest today, I had some different people lined up, and I decided I want you to be my special guest today.
Me? Yes. Oh, you're so sweet. And I have to tell you that I've had all these guests call me and say they wanted to come on the show.
I know, you get a lot of calls, don't you? Yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, no, because I have a very special guest too, and guess who that is?
Who is it?
Yeah.
It's me. Well, heck, we're going to have a good show today because I have a lot of questions that I want to ask you. And I know that my audience, I'm sure our audience, will be delighted to hear some of the answers. But first, what's going on? Give me a little update. What's happening in your neck of the woods?
Oh, it's been a crazy week this week. I'm about to shoot two new videos on Saturday, which I'm super excited about. It's a new class that I've been teaching at my studio for nearly a year now, actually. And we love the title. The title's called The Booty Bar.
Oh, I love that.
Don't you love that?
Yes.
And it's a really fun, cute class. And it becomes very addictive. And I love it because it has all the aspects. It's a combination, basically, of Pilates, yoga, calisthenics, kickboxing, dance. It has all that combination together, but to like hip music, you know, it has that pumpy music. So you get not only toning, but you get the cardiovascular as well. And what's so fun about it is it's actually half of the class is at the bar. And these are like the new craze right now. You've probably seen different bar classes around. There's some great classes called Pure Bar, Cardio Bar. And my favorite is actually Physique 57. Love that class too. So this is kind of similar but very different. It's my spin on it because I combine a little bit of kickboxing and a little bit faster pacing areas and a little bit slower pacing areas, and it's wonderful. I just love it. And so I'm shooting that on Saturday, and I'm also shooting a Pilates video. I know we've talked about Pilates before in our last show with Ray Alizakowicz, and you know, Pilates has always been my first love because I was a dancer, and I've always done fusion workouts. And considering, you know, I own a Pilates studio, I own a wellness studio, and I teach at least 15 to 20 hours a week of straight Pilates. And I'm like, I've never done a straight Pilates video. It's like, so I'm doing a straight classic Pilates mat video with the small toning board. I don't know if you've seen these, Beth. They're like,
no.
You know, well, you've got kids, of course. We've both got kids. We have little, you know, the playground balls that they play with?
Yes, yes.
Well, you can do this whole workout with a little playground ball. Mm-hmm. And it basically will help you. It'll give you a little bit more challenge, but also help you with your flexibility too. But also it helps mimic some of the exercises that you would find in a fancy studio, like in a reformer or a chair that you would actually find like in my studio. And it just adds a little spin onto Pilates mat. And it's really fun. It's great for deep flexibility exercises and core work. So that's what I'm doing. And I'm going to Spain next week. I'm going to Valencia.
What are you doing in Spain? Oh, my gosh. Can I go? Do you need somebody to carry your bags?
I've been invited to go out to Spain next week. I'm working, it's a Spanish Pilates Federation out in Spain, mm-hmm. and I'm going to Valencia, and I'm actually going to teach teachers on pre- and post-natal Pilates.
Wow.
And then I'm also doing some classes on the small barrel, which is the step barrel for Pilates. So I'm actually going, I teach teachers, you know, some new techniques to go back to teach their students. And internationally, it's so much fun because they're so, they just need information and they just really, really receptive to you. I was in Athens last year and so I'm very excited to go out there. So you can tell it's been a bit crazy.
Well, so how would you get invited to something like that? Is it part of a network of people you're involved with or how does that work?
Well, it's basically a word of mouth thing. It's going back to old fashioned. We've talked about this before, grassroots, you know, I've been in this industry a long time, just like you. And, you know, you build up a certain rapport with people, you build up a, you know, and I think that's, and also I've done a lot of work for Pilates Style Magazine too. So that Pilates Style Magazine goes out internationally too, you know, so they see what's going on in America and they always look to America as the forefront of fitness. And, you know, I've been doing this for 15 years now. So I got invited. And actually, it was a connection through Bassi Pilates, which is Ray Alizakowicz, who we interviewed last week. And I do a lot of work for them. And he teaches internationally, too. So, you know, that's how it works.
Oh, my gosh. That is so cool. Well, no, I always wonder, like, people, you know, I think what it is you're living your advice. You know, you're living... You're living what you're walking the talk, I should say. You know, you're actually putting your money where your mouth is and you're doing what you want people to do. You're leading by example. And I think it's a really good thing. How many hours a day would you say that you work out realistically?
And it's true what you say, you do live by example. And if you're not practicing what you preach, people can sense that a mile off. I mean, you really can, and you'll agree that you have to practice what you preach. But you'd be very surprised how many people don't do that.
Yeah.
People are experts in the field that don't really practice what we preach.
Right.
We won't go into that.
Yeah, no, let's not.
Let's not go into that conversation.
we both know somebody. Yeah.
And it's a shame because, you know, people, you know, it's perception. It really is in this indigenous perception. But I know Beth and I, we actually do practice what we preach. And yes, I do exercise on a regular basis. I walk every single day. No, actually, I run every single day.
You do? How far do you run, would you say?
I run probably about... probably about 3.5 miles a day. So
seriously? So we're cutting into your running time right now, aren't we?
No, I only run about 25 minutes because I also think that a lot of women think that they need to allow like an hour a day of doing pure cardio.
Yeah. And then they end up with arthritis when they're 60.
Exactly. Well, you got to think of the impact on your joints. I mean, running is not the best form of exercise, obviously, on your joints. But if you've got a good pair of supportive shoes, I particularly like Asics. Love those shoes. What shoes do you use, Beth?
I am a Nike girl because I have real narrow feet. You know, and even when I ran my marathons, I ran with Nikes, you know, that was my shoe. And I was running, you know, 50, 60 miles a week. And I would go through Nikes like, you know, well, you know, the certain amount of mileage. So.
Well, that's what people don't realize is the fact that they'll look at the shoes and they're like, they look brand new. You know, they've been running many miles in them, but they still look brand new. So they still think they're okay. But just because they still look brand new, actually the impact, the cushion of them, you know, wears down. So, I mean, if you should be changing your shoes. If you're running every day, you should be changing your shoes at least every 4 months. I mean, for you were probably changing them every month, right?
Yeah, probably every two. I mean, here's the deal. I would rotate sneaks. So I'd have a pair of racing shoes and I'd have a pair of long run shoes that I did my 18 or 15 to 20 milers, and then I had my fast shoes that I did for my faster runs. So your mileage, it always worked out. But you know, you always want to remember you want to break in shoes for a couple of weeks before you're racing them. You know, so
absolutely. Because we all wear tennis shoes to walk around, you know, go shopping in. Exactly. And that's another thing people don't realize is that you need two pairs of shoes. You want your shoes that you're going to pick up your kids from school or you do your errands. Mm-hmm. And you want your other pure shoes for either you're running or if you're going to take an aerobic class. That shoe should be purely for exercise. And many people don't do that.
Well, here's my question. For Pilates, do you wear sneaks?
No. And that's another thing I do on a regular basis is Pilates. I have a whole Pilates studio, and I do Pilates probably about 3 times a week. And you don't need shoes for Pilates.
That's good.
It's non-impact. There is no impact on your joints. And a normal Pilates class would consist of, you would start on the floor and you would do your warm up, working your core, abdominals, and then you would, you know, progress to either the reformer, which will reform you, which is like a bed that slides forwards and back. Many of you out there know what a Pilates bed is now, and that's called a reformer. Or you could go onto a chair, which is called the Wonder Chair, or the Cadillac. And the reason Joseph Pilates called it the Cadillac, he called it the Cadillac of all equipments.
Yeah, why is that? Because it's the coolest, or?
Well, I love the Cadillac, or it's known by the trap table, the trapeze table, because it basically looks like a trapeze. You know,
really?
Yeah, and it's wonderful for flexibility, for strength, and it's just such an amazing piece of equipment. And what's amazing about Pilates is the equipment really has not really changed that much since Joseph Pilates created it, which is, you know, 80, 90 years old, you know. It's crazy.
So it's standing the test of time.
Yeah, I mean, he was truly ahead of his curve at the time, you know, with his techniques. And then just as time goes, we evolve with the biomechanics of the body and how we apply that, you know, how we apply his work to match scientific proof and evidence of what really works biomechanically now, because obviously we're far more advanced now than we were then. So it's amazing how Pilates has evolved. And within 10 years, I mean, I've seen my studio expand exponentially, and the need for it. And then obviously it's branched out into fusion. You know, there's yoga lattes or yopo or yopi.
I know there's so many. I don't know which one. It's so overwhelming. There's a place here called Exhale. And I go there on occasion, and they have core fusion. And, you know, but you never know which class is the right one for you. It's confusing. Like with your DVDs, they're all so good. I mean, it's probably like your kids. You can't really pick your favorite. Or can you?
Yeah, and Exhale is a wonderful, if you have a studio nearby you, I highly recommend you go. There's some really fun, really great classes there. But yet it does get, you know, confusing for a consumer, because, you know, most people out there don't have the ability to go to a place like Exhale, or there might be in an area where there's not many studios. I mean, if you live in New York, in LA, in Chicago, San Francisco, you've got all these wonderful classes around you. But if you're not near this big city, you don't have the advantage. That's why, you know, DVDs is so wonderful. And even if you do have all those studios around, what's so great about having a DVD, some DVDs, a library of DVDs that you like, is that there's no excuse. You can just come in the morning, take the kids to school, come home, and you've got your instant workout in your own living room. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. But going back to your question, I do think it's important that you do have a good library, not just one DVDs, a good library of DVDs, because we all have different moods. We all, you know, one day we might have more energy than another. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important to tap into what really, you know, makes you tick, what really inspires you, what really makes you want to work out, whether it's connecting with the energy of the instructor that's training, whether it's, you know, I love to dance. I've got to find a dance workout, otherwise I'm not going to work out. You have to find something that you love. But I also think it's important that you find a collection of DVDs that has different disciplines, so you can change it up, because otherwise you get so bored.
Right.
And you also need to challenge your body in different areas for balance, and which brings back to, you know, the title of our show, A Balanced Life. It's like that.
Don't you just love that title?
Yeah, because it translates to every part of your life.
Yeah.
Especially with exercise, too. So, Beth, you tell me what your exercise regime is, and maybe I can give you some pointers to see whether we can.
Yeah, you definitely want me to increase my exercise. I used to, like I said, I used to run incessantly. Then, and I kind of rotate, like your video, your DVD discussion. I go in moods and swings. Like for about 2 months straight, I was doing the bar method. And mm-hmm. I would go like 3 times a week, religious, blah, blah. And then in between I'd run. And then, you know, my knees sometimes hurt. So then I'm like, all right, I'll take a break. Then the last few months I was doing a ton of weights. Like my big thing was the weight room. And then I'd also do cardio, but not as much. You know, I kind of rotate, like I said. And now my big thing, I just got back into running and I'm doing a lot of like calisthenics, like throughout the day. I take my dogs for walks and stuff, and I'll do like a set of three squats and lunges, like just mm-hmm. wherever I am. I'll just stop and do it. So I do spurts throughout the day. I don't necessarily go to the gym because I have so much going on. I literally don't have – I looked at my calendar the other day. I had like 5 appointments in one day. There was no time. So I'm like, All right. So I squeeze it in between, or I'll do push-ups against the counter in the kitchen. Like I do like all day long. Like I'll do them in the bathroom, I do them in the kitchen, and I just am always doing movement, and I move. I'm nonstop movement.
Yeah.
And for me, I never can sign up for a personal trainer because I can never – I don't want to be committed. It's very weird. I like to have my own – like I could never have a workout partner because I'm always like I'd go, and then I'd start missing and I'd have excuses. So it's funny. I'm very much a lone wolf when it comes to working out. I like to just do my own thing. And that's why the videos are good because you can pop one in and I rotate. I have no consistency because I remember I would run, and then I – overworked certain muscles, and then when they did physical training for a injury, they said, you know, you need to really cross train. So, and that came stuck in my head. So now I just mix it up and do a little bit, you know, every day. But like I said, I was doing the bar method, and then I tried something else. So I really flip around. So I'm kind of a fair weather friend.
I think what you're doing is pretty good right now, but I do stress, and you did say that you
stretching.
I stress that. You even said yourself you're not consistent. It's all about consistency.
I know. How do you do that? How do you make
and what you're doing right now is good. It's okay. You know, it's good.
I'm really slim right now, but I'm definitely jiggly.
You need to do a little bit more conditioning. And what you're saying, you're doing push-ups, lunges, squats, absolutely love these. And these are perfect for doing, you know, a little bit, you know, here throughout the day. But you can do so much in a short amount of time.
Like 30 minutes, right?
Well, you know, even if you have like I do my little 6-minute circuit from my book, Sexy and Six. Little videos, and they're all done in little 6 minutes. And these women that I put in this program really thought that, you know, 6 minutes, you're not going to do much, but you can pack in a lot in 6 minutes. You just have to move from one exercise to the other. You got to keep that heart rate up. You got to work a little bit harder. And you can get a lot out of that. You can build muscle mass, increase your metabolism, and then you can do cardio. You could do 6 minutes in the morning, just drop your kids up, put the 6 minutes, you could put the tap in, or you could take the exercises from the book, do your plan, go about your day. Okay, I've got 6 minutes later on in the afternoon, do it again. But you're making that time that you have a little bit more productive because you are on more of a plan. And I think a lot of women falter because they don't have a plan. It's like marketing. You're like a shot in the dark. You just throw things out and you see whatever sticks.
Yep.
I think you're a little bit like that. You try
I'm a lot like that.
Move on to something else. Mm-hmm. And you don't really give it enough time to see what really is working for your body, because maybe the bar method was perfect for your body.
But I just didn't stick. Yeah, I didn't give enough time. Well, that's interesting you say that because I agree with you. I'm looking at, you know, your book. I love this book that you gave me, Sexy and Six. And, you know, there's this girl on the back cover, Beth Aldrich, wrote a love article, love little write-up here. I'm loving that. Well, okay, so you've got a little DVD in here. Now, does this come with all of them or was I just special?
No, the actual hard copy of the book, because when it first got released, it was on a hard copy, and it came with a sampler of all the DVDs.
Yep, okay.
But the actual DVDs, there's two DVDs that go with that particular book, and it's called 6-Minute Calorie Blast.
Yep.
A 6-Minute Quick Blast Calorie Blast. Try saying that fast.
I'm not going to. I'm going to leave that up to you.
And then the 6-Minute Quick Blast Method.
Now, I like that. Is that your name? Did you coin that?
Yeah.
I love that. So,
yeah, it's about quick blast. It's about just finding time to take a quick blast of exercise. But what's so funny about it, and as I think I've mentioned this before, is women say they don't have time. Okay, A lot of time, they do have time. It's just that mental thing. So they start with this program. They do 6 minutes. They start doing the 6 minutes. They're like, wow, I'm feeling good. You know,
and then they do 12 minutes.
Yeah, I feel my muscles working. You know, I can feel that fat burning. And they just keep on going, Beth, because it's mind over matter, really.
I know. And I have to say, I am so thankful that you're my co-host because – number one, I get to look at all these cute pictures of you in your book all the time, and you have some great recipes in here, and good advice all around. I mean, it's so good. And then you've got Super Fit Mama, which now let's tell the listeners if they haven't seen that book, what does that take on? So you've got the Sexy and Six, which is getting these girls off the couch, moving, and then you got Super Fit Mama.
Well, Super Fit Mama came around because after writing the book Sexy and Six, a lot of these women will call and say, can I do this workout program? I've just had a baby. And I said, yeah, you can do it, but the nutrition is going to be different, obviously, because you know, when you're breastfeeding, you should not be restricting your calorie intake. And on Sexy and Six, I believe the calorie intake was about 1,500 calories. Now, if you've just had a baby and you're starting to breastfeed, even if you're not breastfeeding, 1,500 calories is just not enough. Most experts in the field recommend at least 2,000 calories. The minimum is 1,800 calories, but in my opinion, you are not getting enough of a balanced diet, enough calcium with 1,800 calories. So you need at least 2,000 calories. You've got to remember that if you are breastfeeding, you will be serving your little one between 400 and 700 calories in breast milk on a daily basis.
Really?
So, yeah, because milk production alone requires in the region of about 800 calories a day. So even if you did not have physical activity, your body would need more calories just to make the milk.
Really?
Yeah. So you should increase your calorie intake by 500 calories from your pre-pregnancy daily amount.
Okay.
So, now, if you are, for instance, if you just had a baby and you're not going to breastfeed, it's still not recommended to cut the calories way, way, way down because you're tired, you need the energy.
Right.
So it's best not to start cutting calories, to at least give yourself at least, you know, 3 to 4 weeks after having a baby to start focusing on that. I mean, your main focus should be after having a baby is on your child.
Yes, yes, of course.
You know, give yourself a few weeks, but you'll be surprised. Most people have a child and like, oh, forget it, and they're going to start a starvation diet. And how are they going to do that? They're going to feed the baby.
Well, yeah, because their body holds on to the fat.
Yeah. Well, the person that's going to, it's going to harm the most is you, because it'll strip the calcium from your bones, which can lead to osteoporosis later on in life.
Right.
So the book contains all the information about this, about what foods that you need to be eating, and it also has a whole exercise plan for pregnancy, but also for getting your body back afterwards, which includes getting your abdominals back.
Yeah, woo, we like that. All right, well, speaking of back, we're going to come back in a minute, Tracy. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about, and this will segue into a couple of the questions I know you had for me, is in your book, Sexy and Six, food portions, you know, when you talk about that. So when we come back from our commercial, let's talk about portions and all the stuff that you talk about with as far as healthy eating, because this is really good stuff.
ForHerInformation.com online magazine is the place to be for hip, conscious-minded women. You can find information, ideas, and solutions that can improve your life and the planet. Explore the variety of articles, the It Girl column, radio show archives, and recent television clips, all designed with you in mind, the hip, conscious-minded woman. ForHerInformation.com features a link to the Green Mom blog written by founder Beth Aldrich, where you'll find tons of great ideas and product tips that are mindful of the planet and you. ForHerInformation.com. Log on today and read what you've been missing.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you, so next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show for the host and for others.
TeamMallet.com is an online community for fitness improvement, sexy lifestyle upgrades, and a training ground for a new, healthier you. It's also a place where you can interact with others who, like you, are actively working and striving toward the same goals. Join Tracy Mallett, international fitness and lifestyle expert, and a growing group of women who want to stay fit, healthy, and achieve personal satisfaction with their bodies and lives through healthy living. Tracy Mallett is the author of Sexy and Six, Super Fit Mama, and over 17 home exercise DVDs, including Lose That Belly Flab and 6-Minute Quick Blast Calorie Blast. Join TeamMallett.com today and find the new you together.
Life, and I'm here with my wonderful co-host Beth Aldridge, and we were talking about
portions. I want you to tell me about your in your book Sexy and Six, which, by the way, you look fabulous there. Do you look like this all the time? You're amazing. Your stomach is crazy fit.
I'm very photogenic.
This is gorgeous.
I mean, I know, I'm like, I'm sorry, I just look better in camera.
No, I'm like going, God, if I could look that firm. Anyway, okay, so, and I will.
You look amazing. Look how much you've lost already.
It's not about looks, really, but it would be nice to look good like that. You know, and I'm working hard. So, but I want to talk to you about in your book, Sexy and Six. There's, you know, the section where you start talking about food and all the different types of food. We were talking about portions, and I love how you use this visual. It's on page 239. The visual about the size of portions.
Yeah, and which I think is really important is education is the way forward in portion control. And obviously, portions have doubled in the last 20 years, tripled, probably quadrupled, you know, compared to what really we should be eating. So our image of food portions is totally distorted. So I try and train and teach my clients, like, how to eyeball food portions, because we don't have time to count calories. There's just no way. So if you have an image of how big a portion would be, I think you're kind of halfway there. And I like to use things like, you know, one food serving would be like the size of a tennis ball.
Yeah.
You know, like a medium-sized apple that is probably like one serving of fruit. And do you remember the old-fashioned cassette tapes, which we'll remember? But
I would remember, sure. I used to use those all the time.
That would be like a size of a whole grain piece of bread.
Okay.
Which would be one serving of grain or one serving of good carb, you know?
Yeah, and the good, like the whole grain, like quinoa or even rolled oats or something.
Yeah, and that would probably be like, you know, like a computer mouse.
Yeah. Computer mouse. Okay, that's a good, because I'm looking at my mouse here. Okay.
Look at your mouse, and that would probably be like equivalent to about 4 ounce serving of uncooked meat or fish, which is like 4 servings of protein. Okay? Now, if you think about that, look at your mouse now. If you guys were a computer, look at your mouse, and you see that, and that's like 4 ounces, and that would be what you would eat for, you know, like a dinner or lunch. It's not very much if you think about it compared to what you normally eat. Like if you go to an Outback Burger, what's that Australian place called?
I don't know, Outback or what?
Outback, that's it. Not that I ever go there because I really don't eat red meat. But they have pretty big steaks there, I remember. And it was probably like 5 times bigger than that. Yeah, you've got like your whole serving for a week there.
Well, now, and I'm looking at the fats, oils, and sweets. What is that? Is that like a little Monopoly play piece? It's a tiny little portion.
It is. I mean, that's, you know, like a good portion of like olive oil.
Or a marble, like, or something.
Yeah, I mean, it's like tiny. It's absolutely. It's like if you look at think of a 9-volt battery.
Oh, okay, that's easy to remember.
Yeah.
Well, and I like that you've got the visuals, you know.
Well, that helps. I think because fats, obviously people steer away from fat, but we all know that good fats are really, really important. Obviously olive oil, canola oil, flaxseed oil, and all really important omega-3 fatty acids for the body. But you still only need 1 ounce of it. I mean, it's one serving. It's very, very small.
Yeah.
Which, you know, if you cook like me, I love olive oil, and I'm just like,
me too. I use a lot.
But, you know, it's all in moderation. And how I help women was every day you should be getting a certain amount of portions a day so that you get a balanced diet throughout the day.
Okay.
And I think this helps people, like, look at their plate. Mm-hmm. And see, you know, what sizes their portions should be. And obviously, you know, the vegetables, you can have an abundance of vegetables. There's no limitation on how many vegetables you can have.
So it's unlimited, right?
Yeah, it's unlimited.
Well, because
you eat so much vegetables, you don't.
Well, that kind of gets us into what we were talking about with my eating for energy concept that I've been.
Yeah, I mean, what do you mean? I wanted to ask you about this. What do you mean when you say eating for power and energy?
Energy.
What would be your suggestions there?
Well, a lot of times, like, think about when you're little, right? And you were called in from playing outside in the sandbox or whatever, and your mom could never even get your attention. She'd be like, Tracy, you know, come in. Well, for a child playing, they're being fed by their activity. So they have all the power they need at that moment, because when they're hungry, they'll eat. They're like the Energizer Bunny. You know, they can keep going and going. And they do this because they really don't feel that hunger feeling. And so what I'm trying to say to people is let's energize ourselves like the Energizer Bunny, you know, in all the different ways. So when you eat, you're like feeding yourself. And it's almost like what we talk about at the Institute for Integrative Nutrition is that primary food. Well, primary food is how you feed yourself in all aspects. So pretend there's like a circle around the food pyramid. And the circle around the food pyramid is your primary food, which is your exercise, your career or fulfillment with volunteering or whatever it is in your life, relationships, and spirituality. So you look at those four aspects and you say, how do those things, you know, feed me in my life? So when you discover that your body is different than everyone else, your needs are going to be different, much like your needs for connection with spirit, whether that be just walking in nature, you know, hiking, meditating, going to church every Sunday, whatever it is, going to synagogue, whatever it is. And then also, of course, what you and I have been talking about the first part of the show is exercise. You know, that's a key point, because that does feed you. And then relationship,
it gives you energy, which in my opinion, exercise is the way that I get my energy through the day. Like if I wake up in the morning and I'm tired, like today, I feel a little tired today.
Because you're out talking, not running.
Exactly. And if I go and run now or go and exercise, I'm a new woman.
Right. And that's a big thing. So we talk about that feeding your soul and your body, mind, soul, whatever. And then your career or commitment to volunteering or purpose. I always say sense of purpose. That is really important, because if you don't have anything to look forward to, you know, there's so many women that are such, you know, they're so powerful and they do so many good things, but do they do it for themselves, or is it all for their kids and their family and their husband, and maybe not for themselves? So we want you to try to carve out time which is designated just for you, so that you feed yourself in that way. And then finally, once you go through that loop and you kind of bring awareness, I'm not saying judgment or be harsh or, really be hard on yourself. What I'm suggesting is let's find ways where maybe we're deficient in that aspect of our life. Then once you've kind of addressed that or bring awareness around that, then you say, okay, let's go back inside the loop where there's that food pyramid that we've been talking about with portions. And so when I'm talking about eating for energy, I'm not really going to focus on what you can't have. Instead, I always like to focus on what you can have, you know, the hundreds of delicious food that we have been talking about for so long that really nourishes us. And Tracy, I think you've heard this before, but I'm going to share it with our listeners. It's an example that I like to use. And your body is kind of like a bottle of, let's say, laundry detergent, where when you get to the end and you're doing your laundry and you realize that there's only a really small amount remaining in the bottle and you've got like enough for maybe one more load or half a load and you got to add some water to it, you get really frantic, like, oh my gosh, I've got, you know, so many loads to do. You know, what am I going to do? And I know myself, I've got a couple bottles that are tipped upside down trying to drip that last precious drops of detergent into the cap so that I can get one more load out of it. And when I look at that visualization, it brings me to the mindset of that's what our power levels are like too. So many times you, me, people we know, we run out of energy and power or steam throughout the day and we become frantic trying to squeeze one more errand, one more job, you know, one more set of lunges, you know, out of the day to do a little bit more. And honestly, for most people, it happens, you know, at almost like clockwork. For me, it's around 3 o'clock. Other people, it might be midday or late at night after dinner and they're still hungry.
It's around about mid-afternoon, I find, with a lot of people, because, you know, you've had your breakfast, you've had your lunch. It's like you've been up. Like me, I've been up since 6:30 this morning, you know.
Yeah.
You go into those wee late hours, and it's that mid-afternoon.
Yeah, you get that little slump.
Your energy slumps. And I always suggest on the fitness aspect is if you're at a desk, just get up and do, like, I don't know, just run around your desk, you mm-hmm. know, spot.
Or wake yourself up.
Just wake yourself up, and then obviously, you know, get a high energy snack that's, you know, like a whole food snack that's going to, like, suppress your hunger. Mm-hmm. You know, I like to have a little bit, like an apple with some natural peanut butter. Love that. And it kind of gets me through the day, or a protein, whey protein smoothie.
Right. And to us, you have to learn, everyone has to learn how to replenish or restore their energy levels properly for them, so you don't get stuck in that urgent situation of, oh my God, I'm out of power, I need one more load of laundry kind of, you know, visualization. So then what happens is people become frantic and they overeat unhealthy, overprocessed foods instead of reaching for, say, a candy bar, diet soda for quick energy. You want to find long-lasting. And I know a lot of people. I see girls all day grabbing a Diet Coke. I'm like, are you kidding me? Still,
and it's so, a Diet Coke. It's everyone. All the moms, you see them. They've all got a diet can of Coke in their hands.
And I'm well, like, in my new book, Real Moms Love to Eat, we don't mention Diet Coke anywhere because real moms that love to eat will eat whole foods, and so. Really, you have to know for you what depletes your energy. Now, does it give you a false sense of energy? So here's a real quick list I'll show you, or I'll tell you. And you know all these things, but for the sake of, you know, purposes, people listening, power depleting foods, it goes without saying. Caffeine of any kind, really, even chocolate, although I do recommend chocolate in small doses. And, you know, like the dark chocolate's got some really energizing, you know, antioxidants and whatnot. But caffeine of all kinds, it gives you a spike rise and temporary and equal low or drop that really taxes your adrenal system. And the adrenal glands run throughout the body, and among other things, they help produce energy in the body. So this fake stimulus really ends up decreasing your ability to create natural energy in the future. So then you end up having this artificial crutch that you rely on. So that's one. And then of course, after, you know, caffeine, I mean, that goes without saying, but another thing is alcohol. One of the biggest power depleters and mood depressors is alcohol. It interferes with your sleep. Now, a glass of wine here and there, that's one thing, but once you go past one or two glasses, it's not really helping you.
What do you think about, you know, if people out there drink, you know, one glass of red wine a day, do you think that...
There's been such studies. In fact, in my book, we will talk about the power of one glass, you know, and but then after you get past that one glass, you kind of get to that point where it's...
You lose the benefits, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Now, another thing is high amount of protein in large amounts. So you, again, go back to that mouse or deck of cards or cassette tape size portion serving and stick to that. Don't go over that, because when you have too much protein, it takes your body a lot of energy to break it down. And you know all this. I'm just sharing this for our listeners.
In your opinion, I wanted a quick question about protein. In your opinion, what do you think the best sources of protein that people, you know, should consider? I think
that's a good question. And I think, again, it's like your spirituality and breastfeeding. It's personally personal. It's very personal. But typically, you know, lean sources and especially like salmon or cold water fish that have omega-3 fatty acids, if you're not allergic, nuts in small denomination, you only need about a quarter cup. You don't need a whole bag. My aunt said to me, she was so sweet. She's like, I went to the doctor and I was gaining weight and we couldn't figure it out. Then I realized I was eating like, you know, 2 cups of nuts a day because they're so good for you. I'm like, yeah, but too much of a good thing. Again, balanced life.
That's so too much of a good thing. It's not going to make you slim.
Lean fish, chicken, you know, some people like tofu if you're vegetarian. So then you've got your beans and your nuts. So just the whole food sources. Our good friend Ivy Larson, you know, in her Whole Foods Diet Cookbook talks about the whole food. So we really want to stick to the – it's so simple. It's such a simple formula. It's just – getting
I eat a lot of black beans.
Yeah, beans are fabulous, but then you're going to get the carbohydrate in there, so that you want to consider
higher in calories. Yeah, the more higher in calories.
Yeah, and then for our listeners, another power depleter, you know this, but of course we have to repeat it, is just blatant sugar. Start reading those labels and realizing how much sugar there's. My dad said, oh, this is a really good salad dressing the other day. We were shopping. And I said, Dad, there's corn syrup in it, sugar, brown sugar, corn syrup again. I was like, there was 6 different times where a type of sweetener was in that one product.
It's all artificial, too.
So I'm like, you don't want to put your hands in the air, walk away.
It's made in a laboratory. If it can't be made in a kitchen, you shouldn't be eating it. So it's made in a laboratory at these high temperatures. That should not be going in your body.
Right, right. And then, of course, the last thing on my list of the power depleters is the simple carbohydrates, which are, of course, candy, pasta, bread, cookies. Anything in a box typically is going to be processed unless it has whole grain, you know, whole grain, because again, it's going to give you that spike in blood sugar and then that sudden drop and then all of a sudden, boom. Also, when you eat sugar, you know this, Tracy, it pulls on the nutrients and minerals, that reserves that are in your body, which sucks the power out of you. I mean, Perricone, if you've heard of Dr. Perricone, he talks about how sugar actually ages your face and gives you wrinkles faster the more sugar you eat. So that's something
like that.
Yeah. Right. And then real quick, I'll really quick rattle off the power enhancing foods. Now, these are foods that are all throughout your cookbook your book, Sexy and Six, and Ivy's and many other books that we love. And one is common sense, water. Make sure you're getting enough water so that you're hydrated properly. Because if you feel thirsty,
how many glasses a day do you think?
Well, again, you want to do your body weight. So I'm, you know, let's just say you're 100 pounds. You want to do your body weight. In other words, 100 pounds you would do, where's the formula? I have it right here. So basically what you're going to do is you're going to do your body weight and then add a zero. So I would do 100, so divided by 10. So in other words, like 100 pounds, take away the zero. So it'd be, wait a minute, hold on. 6 + 6, so it's 120. So basically half your body weight. So let's say you're 100 pounds. Half your body weight is 50, right?
Yep.
Then multiply that times 2. So it'd be 100 ounces. So it's about 8 8-ounce glasses or more. That's if you're exercising a bunch and you need it. So basically they say the typical 8 8-ounce glasses, but now they're saying you need a little bit more. You just don't want to overhydrate. So basically, you know, for someone like me, I would probably take, you know, anywhere from 8 times 8 is 64. So I do anywhere from like 80 to 90 or 100 because I'm running around busy, active, and so on. And it should be fresh water. We don't want to do the water that's got sugar in it, like with, you know, sports drinks.
How about water that's in natural water that's in vegetables and fruit?
I think that's okay, but you got to do it separate. That's got to be, that's just bonus. You really need to get at least 8 to 9 8-ounce glasses a day. I mean, it's just, you know, it's a common, you know, it's just straight.
It's amazing how, I think as a country, as a world, we're very dehydrated. And I do think that water could actually cure a lot of diseases, actually, because we're all dehydrated.
All right, so I just said that wrong. So it's half your body weight. So let's just say I'm 100 pounds, okay, okay, so I'm close to that. So half that's 100. So it'd be 50 ounces, and then you add like another cup. So it's about 50, so close to 60, which is 8 times 8, 64. So just go with the 8 times 8 formula, and you can't go wrong. Does that make sense? I just want to be clear with the reader, listeners. I'm sorry, I was a little confused there. So you were saying half the world's
population. You could give it early in the morning, but it's a little bit later there because you're in Chicago.
I'd be awake, right? This would be asking way too much of me. You're just way too demanding. Okay, and then real quick, I'll just let you know. So then the other power energizers is, like you just said, whole grains, because of the fiber in those whole grains, such as brown rice, whole oats, quinoa, couscous, barley, whole grains. All of those, it takes a lot longer for your body to break it down, so you've got longer sustained energy. So I always tell my kids, that's great that you're eating those quote-unquote O's, whatever, but there's not a lot of fiber in them. So you need to throw in some fruit to give yourself fiber. So when I make their waffles, I make fresh waffles a lot in the morning, and I put a huge scoop of flax, ground up flax seeds in it, and they don't know, but they're getting all that fiber and protein. Oh, go ahead.
I think flaxseed is a miracle.
It is.
Yeah, because they don't know it. And I do the same with flaxseed, you know, even if they're – I mean, my kids eat very, very healthy, but my son loves Captain Crunch. And it's just all sugar. And it just tells me to give it to them. But I'll let him have it once in a while because,
I
don't want to.
Yeah.
You have to. You know, I got to work with it. So if I do it, I load it up with flaxseed and I put flaxseed on top. So
he won't know, because you know when it makes that little milky stuff, they don't know what's in there. It could be the cereal breaking down.
Yes, it makes me feel better.
Right? And then, you know, the other power energizer is vegetables. You know, it's like we think, oh, vegetables. But when I sit down and I cut up an intense salad, and I mean chop the heck out of that salad, just dice it up so you just have this huge, gorgeous chopped mixed salad, you cannot beat the energy that you get from that. I'm telling you. It's amazing. I mean, greens, some of the benefits for eating dark leafy green vegetables, for those listening, just write this down. It's a blood purifier, okay? It's proven to have cancer prevention, right?
Yep,
it improves your circulation. I'm just going to read this whole list because I love this list. Strengthens your immune system, promotes healthy intestinal flora, which when your stomach, the environment in your stomach is healthy, you're going to digest better. And thanks to greens, you will. It in promotion of subtle, light, and flexible energy. So you're going to have a lot more. You're going to feel lighter. In lifted spirit and elimination of depression. Look at all those depression commercials on TV. Improve liver, gallbladder, and kidney function. And then it clears your congestion, especially in the lungs. Like if you're getting over a cold, some kale chopped up in a salad, it's going to help clear the congestion. These are like miracles.
Kale is the highest nutrient-dense vegetable, I believe. Kale, spinach is up there, broccoli, cauliflower.
But choice, collards, what else? Dandelion even. Arugula, oh, yeah. Muslin. I mean, muslin greens. If you can't stomach, if you don't like the particular taste of bok choy or kale or collards, because they have a specific taste, go with the muslin greens. I mean, those you can't go wrong, you know. And kale is good.
Spinach. I'll have a spinach salad, and I'll put like some walnut and some balsamic vinegar, and then maybe I'll put some like a goat cheese, a little bit of low fat goat cheese.
Now, the thing about spinach, you probably know this, the oxalic acid, it is high in spinach, so it does deplete calcium if you eat too much of it. So you want to make sure that sometimes if you eat spinach, it's a lightly cooked, or you eat it with something like tofu, seeds, nuts, beans, or something like animal oil, like so that it balances out oxalic acid. So that's something we got to
remember. That quick.
And then finally, last but not least, is the healthy fats. Healthy fats are one of the best power energizers. And you know we can get these through nuts, seeds, olive oil, avocado, and cold water fish like salmon. And Dr. Barry Sears, who was on a few shows ago, just earlier this month, talked about the toxic fat and how the quote-unquote cheap fatty fats that are being put in products are really what's leading to the obesity epidemic.
Absolutely. I totally agree there. It's all the perhaps it's in those foods that's causing obesity. Maybe
I know. So, well, speaking of toxic, I don't even know why I said that. That doesn't even make sense. We're going to take a minute here, a quick second, and take one more commercial break before we wrap up our show. But you've been listening to A Balanced Life with Beth and Tracy, and we will be back in just a couple minutes. Stay tuned.
TeamMallet.com is an online community for fitness improvement, sexy lifestyle upgrades, and a training ground for a new, healthier you. It's also a place where you can interact with others who, like you, are actively working and striving toward the same goals. Join Tracy Mallett, international fitness and lifestyle expert, and a growing group of women who want to stay fit, healthy, and achieve personal satisfaction with their bodies and lives through healthy living. Tracy Mallett is the author of Sexy and Six, Superfit Mama, and over 17 home exercise DVDs, including Lose That Belly Flab and 6-Minute Quick Blast Calorie Blast. Join TeamMallett.com today and find the new you together.
ForHerInformation.com online magazine is the place to be for hip, conscious-minded women. You can find information, ideas, and solutions that can improve your life and the planet. Explore the variety of articles, the It Girl column, radio show archives, and recent television clips, all designed with you in mind, the hip, conscious-minded woman. ForHerInformation.com features a link to the Green Mom blog, written by founder Beth Aldrich, where you'll find tons of great ideas and product tips that are mindful of the planet and you. ForHerInformation.com. Log on today and read what you've been missing.
Welcome back to A Balanced Life. I have my beautiful friend, Beth Aldrich, talking about food to give you energy.
Yes, and energy.
To get through the day with their hectic lifestyle. And that was really interesting, Beth. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed listening to that, especially, you know, talking about the good fats that you should eat, because, you know, we've gone through the obsession about non-fat this, non-fat that. And what people don't realize is that if they just take a normal version without the non-fat version, because obviously we know there's going to be sugar, there's going to be some additives in there. Just the food at its rarest form, at its wholest form, and just have less portion of it.
Yeah, smaller.
And it would give you more, you would feel more,
energized.
Energized, and more fulfilled.
Yeah. You know? Fulfilled. That makes sense.
To eat, you know?
So. Yeah. Well, now, real quick, I love talking about this food thing. I could do it all day, but I want to make sure we let our listeners know what's new. What, first of all, I want to briefly tell us about, because we have about 2-3 minutes left here. Tell me about your iPhone app, because we want people to download that.
Well, I'm an iPhone junkie, as we all are,
yeah.
And I love the iPhone. Well, I was very happy when I was working with a company called Mobo Vivo, and they approached me and took basically a lot of my content, and they produced an iPhone application. It's called Tracy Mallett Fitness.
Okay.
And you can go onto your iPhone, you can go to the App Store, and you can buy Tracy Mallett Fitness. And what's so great about this app is that it has 7 videos, that's 7 60 minutes worth of videos of content.
Mm-hmm.
And it has everything from Lose the Belly Flab. We talked about the 6-minute quick blast method. It has those videos on. It has some boot camp videos on, which is going to kick your butt. I love those videos. And then we also on there, one of the videos is also a pregnancy video too. So obviously if you're not pregnant or not planning on getting pregnant, there'll be 6 other videos that you can choose from. But it works that basically you just pick the video of your choice, you play it, you can hook it to your computer, you can travel with it, So once again, there's no excuse not to exercise. And it went on sale about 2 months ago. And I'm so excited about it because I do think that's the future of fitness is, you know, having workouts that you can download to your computer that you can travel with you on your iPhone. And then also there's like Wii Fit, which is awesome.
I love Wii Fit. I should add that to my list. I do that.
Yeah. Wii Fit is awesome because it gets you moving, it gets the kids moving, and then the other one, which I love, is EAS.
Oh, yeah.
Sports Active.
Yep.
Check those out. The moms love it. And once again, like I said at the beginning, exercise is about finding something that you love and mixing it up. I don't think this feels devoid of a real person teaching,
yeah,
but I think it's a great way of being entertained at the same time and as a cross-training tool. And ES Sports Active, they do some great programs, so really highly recommend that too.
All right, and well, I'm loving that. I think everyone listening, go out and get Tracy's app for sure. And we've got just about another minute, so Tracy, tell us your website, and then we'll tell them
our website. Yeah, it's TracyMallett.com.
So log on often.
I also want to talk about you, Beth. I mean, for her information, it's a great, great website, very informative. You work really hard on that.
Great
information for mom out on the go.
ForHerInformation.com and TracyMallett.com. Log on today. Thank you for listening to our show. We hope you have a balanced life, and we will be back next week. So come back and visit us again. See you soon.
You've been listening to A Balanced Life with Beth Aldrich and Tracy Mallett. Listen every other Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific Time as Beth and Tracy show you what you've been missing.